military academy together, but since then she had skipped more than a year ahead. With him giving her such a cocky look, she was tempted to tell him that he had to salute her now that she was an upper-class cadet. But of course, they were in the library. The DMA powers that be had ruled the library exempt from that regulation because it interfered with the ability of the younger students to study. "My dates aren't as sexy as this engine," Saw said. Or as sexy as Jazar, but she was trying not to think about that. At the academy, fraternization was grounds for expulsion. Jazar laughed amiably. "You know, I've always wondered why someone as good-looking and well-connected as you has so much trouble with men. It's no wonder if you go around telling your dates they aren't as desirable as a bunch of machinery." She crossed her arms. "Did you come here to analyze my love life?" His grin flashed. "No, but it wouldn't take long."
"Jess, I swear."
He held out his hands in surrender. "Don't attack." Saws glared at him. "You have a visitor," he added. "A girl." She couldn't think of any girls who would visit her.
"Where?"
"In one of the common rooms. I asked around. People said she came to see you. I offered to let you know." She considered him warily.
"Jazar Orand, I am sensing ulterior motives here."
"Well," he scratched his ear, "I was hoping you would introduce me."
"Whatever for?"
"Oh, for flaming sake, Saws, you really are dense sometimes." "Yes, well, I'm densely not going to introduce you to my visitor." Apparently, this girl was older than she had thought. She told herself she wasn't bothered by his interest. At least arguing with Jazar was better than dwelling on the bigger reason for her loneliness, the unwanted isolation she had endured since her father had disowned her. In such a close-knit family, it was like having a part of herself cut away. She feared she would never again see her home or the members of her family that lived there. "Come on," he coaxed. "Tell her I'm your great friend."
"Why? Who is this person?"
"I've no idea. She's star jazzing gorgeous, though." "Oh, well, that tells me a lot." Saws had never been a judge of beauty in women. Men were another matter. A frustrating matter, but that had nothing to do with Jazar's request, which was annoying her far more than it should. So what if he thought this woman was gorgeous? Pah! "She's gold," he added. "Hair, eyes, everything." That got her attention. Could it be who she thought? Her hope surged. To cover it, she grinned at Jazar. "You want me to introduce you?
Why, Jazz? Going to ask her out?"
He squinted.
"Why is that funny?"
Saws just shook her head. She couldn't be certain who had come to see her. She feared to hope too much. So she just went with him out of the library. Cadets were everywhere on the pathways outside, mostly quiet. A subdued atmosphere had settled over the academy since the attack on Onyx Platform, a military base that supported millions of people in a cluster of space stations. Saws's brother, Althor, had flown one of the JAG starfighters that rebuffed the attackers. His bravery had saved uncounted people at Onyx and cost him his life. Although his ship had resuscitated him, his brain activity had stopped by that time. He lay in a hospital now, brain dead. Even if some technological miracle could have healed his cortex, the result wouldn't be her brother. His personality, his intellect, his memories, all were gone. Now the Imperialate teetered on the edge of war, and every cadet here knew they could end up in combat within a few years. Lower-class cadets saluted Saws as they approached, extending their arms straight out at chest height, fists clenched, wrists crossed. They always passed on her left, as per regulations. Saws returned the salutes, but she didn't stop or greet anyone. She had spamoozalaw duty today, cleaning AI sewers full of the interminable flood of junk holomail that swamped the meshes. Saws grimaced. She was going to be in spamoozala hell for the rest of her life. She had achieved two distinctions at DMA. She was going through her studies faster than any other student, and she had more demerits than anyone else at the academy. She might be one of the smartest cadets at DMA, but she was also, apparently, the worst behaved. "You're quiet tonight," Jazar said. Saws tried to smile.
"Just tired."
"I'm not surprised." He hesitated. "Is it..."